ain't kept. Come on down here with that box.
Oh, keep your boots on. We're coming.
Come on, open it.
How much you figure we got?
You're about 5,000, I bet you.
Come on, Chet. Give me nine.
I ain't had that much money since we robbed the bank.
$500 reward for Frank Ward, dead or alive. Hey, boss, this is him, one we've been looking for. Uh-oh, boss, found something else.
What you got there, Amos? Those services for Sheriff of San Miguel recommended to me by Jet.
Jet Clayton.
Clothes you will find $200 and a sheriff's badge. Upon your arrival, you'll be paid $500 more. Signed by a Mayor Griffin.
Jed Clayton. Now that we found the hole, how are we gonna smoke out that tadpole?
Sheriff's badge, huh? Well, look like he gonna come to us.
Is you crazy? You gonna get us all killed. And I'm hungry. It ain't right for folks to die hungry.
Come on, Amos, let's mount up. I wanna get to San Miguel before daybreak.
Before daybreak? You better hope it's nightfall when we get there. If you planning on taking over that sheriff's badge as I think you is, so as they can't see what they is doing.
Well, come on, grab his feet.
Sheriff, I wants to thank you. Sorry we ain't got time to stay for supper, but we got us some more whiteys to catch.
Bye, Sheriff.
Thank you. nothing but junk.
Hey, look at what we got.
Another nigga. Come on. You all right, gal? Huh? It's okay. It's okay.
Hi, Seamus.
She's okay. But I think he's done for.
Shh. Hey, gal. Drink this. You're better.
Oh, another nobody, just another poor whitey.
Hot damn payday!
What'd you find, Amos?
This one here is one of Jed Clayton's men. He's worth about $100. That's better than nothing, I say.
Well, good, put him on a horse. And now, bring a shovel here for the old man. What y'all doing out here anyway?
We was just traveling through. My pa was looking for work. We just done most any kind of work we could find.
How far are we from San Miguel?
We just came from there. It's about 20 miles.
What's your name, Gail?
My name is Claire May.
Well, Claire May, we can't leave you here. We'll take you back to San Miguel with us.
I know a Mexican family there. I lived with for about a week when my pa and I did some work for them.
Well, good. Maybe you can stay with them.
What are you doing here? Where is your papa?
He was killed. These men helped me.
Come in, my child. We will take care of you. My thanks to the senores.
Thank you, senor. Which way to the sheriff's office?
There is no sheriff, senor. He was killed months ago. The town is run by the mayor and the town committee.
Very interesting. We'll be back later to check on you, Claire May.
Come with me.
Sure is funny how they think we is the devil.
Folks always scared of things they don't know much about, Amos. I reckon the people in this town ain't ever seen blacks before.
Well, looky here. It's the little laundry lady.
What you got with that? Hey, look at that. Hey. Now, why don't you all act like gentlemen and let that lady pass?
Well, I'll be. Come over here and look at this. You know, I heard about these black devils before, but I sure ain't never seen one before. You know, this one even sasses, too.
Yeah. I wonder if the black comes off.
Now, I hope you're fast, because if you ain't, you is dead. Come on, get up. Go on. All I ask is for you all to act like gentlemen. Now apologize to the lady with the hats off.
Oh, we're terrible. Sorry,
we troubled you, ma'am.
Now, I want you to just leave holding hands real nice like. Skip along.
We don't want no trouble, Amos. We just want our reward and keep moving.
I just didn't like their looks. Besides, I love fat women. Nobody been here for quite a spell. The mayor? Amos, this here is the mayor. Is you the mayor?
That's right. I'm the mayor. And if you don't shuffle on out of here, I'm liable to have you tarred and feathered out of town.
Well, now, Mr. Mayor, you don't seem to understand. I'm your new sheriff.
I's your new deputy.
A couple of jokers.
We found this here note on the body of a dead gunfighter, signed by you. Sure enough, made for interest in reading.
I wonder if the town folk knows you is hitched up with Jed Clayton.
Now, we don't want nothing from your town, Mayor. All we want is Jed.
Yeah, there's a big reward for him.
Let's see. My goodness. You've got to be a couple of bounty hunters.
Well, you all been hunting black folks for so long, we just want to see what it felt like to hunt white folks.
How in the hell am I going to explain to the good people of this town about a nigger being their sheriff?
That's your problem.
Mr. Mayor, can you sign this poster? We need your mark so as we can collect the reward for Jack Metcalf.
Jack Metcalf? Who's he?
That's the dead man. It's outside.
Mr. Mayor, there's some of the judge's men over at the saloon. They want to talk to you.
Jed Clayton?
Now listen, we don't need no bounty hunters in town stirring up trouble with Jed. He comes in town twice a month, takes what he needs, and skedaddles on out of here. Now you rile him up, we're liable to have more problems than all of us put together could handle. Hank, get the undertaker and get that dead man on the horse out of here.
Yeah.
Well, now, Mr. Mayor, riled up Jed in your town, that's your problem. But your problem ain't our problem less than you pays us. And since you ain't paying us, we'll just stay around and collect that reward.
Wait and follow him out of town?
Nope. Let's mosey over to the saloon. Might be interesting.
Plenty mad about your townsfolk hiding all the women and supplies from us when we come to town.
We can't afford to keep on giving you boys supplies without y'all paying for them.
Oh, but Mayor, Jed is paying you. Now, he ain't killed a single person in this town. Now, if you don't want that to change, the general store better be full of supplies when we get back.
Hey, bartender, bring us another round of drinks on the mayor.
Here, kitty, take the boys a bottle.
Hey, darling, you're moving too slow. Give me that.
Give me a little kiss.
Hey, Mary, ain't you gonna drink up? Hey, you guys see what I see? Hey, look. See what I see, huh? You don't have to move off so fast. You don't gotta be afraid of that black devil. There. Where are you going? Ain't you supposed to go around to the party, huh?
Hey, nigga! Come here and shine my boots. Lisa?
Yeah, you.
The only nigga I see.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I do. Thank you, sir. I've been chatting white folks with everybody. Oh, I'm back to Dr. Rickleck. Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Get a move on, boy. Come on. Come on.
Waterby thinks like he's walking.
Shine him good, boy.
Yeah, shine him good. He ain't never seen no polish yet.
Good job.
Yeah, shine them boots.
Oh! Oh!
I'm sorry about that. Get up.
I can't walk. I got a hole in my foot.
If you got one good foot. All right, Amos.
Hey, boss.
Mayor?
Yes, Miss Bruin?
Who are those two strangers?
That nigger? I think I heard his lackey call him boss.
He's a bounty hunter, Miss Bruin, here looking for Jed Clayton. Could mean little trouble for our town.
We can't have any more trouble than we already have. Being robbed and hiding our women folk every time Jed and his gang come to town?
Miss Pruitt, as long as I'm your mayor, there'll be no more molesting of our good women folk. Mark my word.
I guarantee there'll be peace and prosperity in our little town.
To that sheriff to leave this jail for us comes in right handy. I'll get the key.
Well, now, you niggas really put the town on the spot. When Jed finds out you killed two of his boys, he'll be riding here and take it out on the whole town.
Like I done told you before, Mayor, you ain't paying me to listen to your trouble, so quit bothering me with him.
I'll tell you what. If you leave town now, maybe Jed will follow you, and that way you'll have a chance to get him, maybe. And it'll be easy on the whole town.
We ain't leaving this town till we get that reward. Right now, I'm hungry. I'm going up to the hotel to get something to eat. Amos?
Let us out, man. I'll tell Jed you had nothing to do with it.
Pipe down back there. Don't worry. It's not a bunch of hypocrites.
You better get us out of here, or Jed will tear the entire town apart.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and welcome to our town. My name is Miss Pruitt. I'm the school teacher here. But I recall living in Boston, and my family had black people working for us. They were good people. They used to sing and dance a lot. I used to love to watch them.
Thank you for the welcome, ma'am. When you get back to Boston, you be sure and tell my people that you just met two niggas who don't know how to sing or dance.
They're escaping! Stick it in the weed!
You was gonna leave without saying goodbye. Now that makes me real mad.
I ought to keep you still for a while.
You all right, ma'am?
Yes, thank you.
You're gonna have to crawl. Come on, crawl.
How'd they get out of jail?
I suggest you ask your mayor that.
I got the key with me this time.
He knows he's a nigger, I knows I's a nigger, so you don't have to tell us we is. But now even niggers got to eat, so go get me some food before I blow your damn head off.
Yes, sir, Mr. Nigger. Oh, dear, I mean, yes, sir.
Hold it. Stop the music, boys. Let me have your attention, fellow citizens. We have a very important city council meeting. It's an emergency.
We need the hall. And I'm sure you'll all cooperate. Will you please leave the hall now?
Listen, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really, Mr. Mayor, I don't interfere with your nighttime activities. How come you're interfering with mine?
Now, Bubbles, I'll see that you're well taken care of. Be a sport.
All right.
Gentlemen, come in, please. Please. I call this meeting, gentlemen, because we have a very serious problem at hand. Three of Jed's boys were killed here today, and as you all know, Jed's going to take it out on the town.
What are we going to do about it, Mayor?
Any one of you gentlemen want the job of sheriff?
Mayor, you know that none of us any good with a gun.
We wouldn't stand a chance.
Well, that's true. I say we talk to Jed when he comes into town. We explain to him it was that nigger who killed his men.
I agree with the mayor. We should elect us a new sheriff.
It won't be necessary, gentlemen. I just swore in your new deputy. Made myself the sheriff.
Now listen, you ain't got no right.
This gives me the right. Any more objections? Good. Then you gentlemen all agree that we should be the law. Thank you. You have made a wise decision.
See, I told you they like this.
Good day.
I don't like no niggers being the law in my town.
When Jed finds out it was them uppity niggers that killed his boys, he won't be sheriff long.
I don't know. I just don't like the idea. I mean, suppose they start pestering our women folk. I mean, my Sarah being touched by a nigger. No, I just don't like it.
Well, seems like the only thing we can do. Not one of us can stand up to those gunfighters.
All right, gentlemen, this meeting is adjourned till tomorrow.
Yeah, all right.
Good morning, gentlemen. My pleasure to tell you that...
Sir, you are interrupting our breakfast. We never discuss business while we're eating. So if you would be so kind as to wait outside until we're finished, we would be happy to talk to you then.
Yes, certainly.
Where'd you learn to talk like that? I've been wanting to say that to somebody for 8 years. My slave master said that to me once. It sounded so pretty, I never forgot it.
Committee decided this morning in the town council meeting that we should elect you sheriff to help us against Jed.
Well, look like we're working for you after all.
All right, raise your right hand,
square. Never mind all that. Just give me the badge.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good day.
Oh, Mayor, one more thing. Have somebody clean up my office. Yeah, deputy. I'm going to check on Claire May, see how she's making out.
Okay.
So you got yourself a job?
Yeah, Pedro agreed to let me stay here in the back.
That's mighty fine. Why don't you fill up one of them glasses then?
Pedro asked me to invite you to dinner tonight.
Well, that's mighty nice of Pedro. You tell him I'd be glad to accept. See you at dinner then. Why is the boy crying, ma'am?
He's crying because he's hungry, senor. Where do you take him, senor?
Into town. Trust me.
Sheriff's bringing into town.
Hey, you all get away from here making all that noise before I throw you in jail for disturbing the peace. I'm trying to sleep.
Can I help you?
That's for you, Pancho.
Gracias.
Gracias, senor.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. These people ain't got no money. Who's going to be paying for all this?
Don't worry about it.
Now, now, listen, you take that dress. You're going to have to pay for it.
Put it on my bill.
What bill? You ain't got no bill here.
For you, Claire May.
Thank you.
You can't do this. Just because you think you're a sheriff, you just can't walk in here and take anything you want. Now, somebody help me stop this nigger. He's cleaning out my store.
Deputy, do your duty.
Sir, you are under arrest.
Me? What for? He's the one breaking the law. He's cleaning out my supplies.
We're on the town payroll.
Sir, you have broken the black law number 6. Being called a nigger in public. Now that's $20 or 2 days in jail.
Oh, this is outrageous. All right, I'll pay. Here.
All right, Pancho. Don't go getting fat on me.
Muchas gracias, senor.
Thank you.
The mayor!
You better knock first.
Yeah! It's me, Jed, the mayor. I gotta talk to you.
All right, wait just a minute. Come on in. Out, mamacita.
Troubles yet. There's a bounty hunter in town.
A nigger. Can you beat that? He's killed three of your boys, locked up another one, and the committee voted him sheriff, and I couldn't stop him.
Well, me and the boys just have to make a run into town. Bullets cost money, Mayor.
Money, what are you gonna do?
Oh, Mayor, now you never question me, do you?
I wasn't questioning you, Jed. I was just asking.
Good. I'm gonna finish what I was doing when you come in here. And then me and the boys are gonna have ourselves some fun. You pick up that stinking cigar and get out of here.
Mamacita, get on back in here.
Good day, sir.
Ma'am?
I say good day, sir. Has broken one of our laws, number 7.
Insulting an officer of the law. Now that's $5 or one day in jail.
That's ridiculous.
He broke the law, not me. I is the law. I think I just let him sit a spell.
No, here, I'll pay the fine.
Sir, I cannot take no money from no prisoners less than I officially charges you.
Honey, pay the man.
Jethro, what's happening to our town?
I sure hope he's worth it. Go ahead, you free. Good day, sir.
Good day, deputy.
That's good day, deputy.
Hey, you know, maybe you being sheriff ain't such a bad idea after all.
Senor, don't be... Ah, senor.
Hey.
Like a misa.
Hey, listen. Hey, what's wrong with you? Are you crazy? Hey! I'm not down there!
I think she just wanna wash your clothes, Amos, and my guess is for free.
Hey! Do I hear that?
Quit it! Crazy!
Well, you look like you're gonna be busy, Amos. I'll make this round alone.
Hey, boss! Hey, boss! Boss! Don't leave me here with this crazy late boss!
Give me a box of 44-40s. A couple of packs are at the back over there.
Morning, Sheriff.
My name's Pete. I'm the blacksmith here. That's my shop right across the street. Please drop by if you need anything.
Thank you. I might do that.
Good.
Would you like to pay for that now?
I had a pair of 15 boots on your list. Bill it to the mayor.
The mayor?
I was just taking a nap.
Yeah, it looks like you got your shirt washed too, ain't
it? I think I'll look over the town.
Sure, don't you think you better get dressed first?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You now. Now, you be nice to me. I'll be nice to you. Oh, your skin shines so soft, like velvet. I got lots of power around here. I can make it good for you around here. How about it? You won't regret it. That's a girl.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I was just on my way to the hotel to have some breakfast, and I would enjoy your company.
Oh, well, ma'am, I don't reckon the town folk would like that.
Town folk are too worried about Jed and his gang to be concerned with what I do.
Well, they wants to take care of the office. Be right back. Ma'am.
This is crazy. Who do they think they are?
Ridiculous nonsense. Take your filthy black hands off me, nigger.
That sheriff's deputy, he's gone plumb crazy. He just locked up the bank president.
Hey, what gives, Amos?
I tacked up one of our posters in front of his bank. He took it down. I ordered him to put it back, and he refused and called me a nigger. Now, he broke two laws. I told him that would be $30 or 4 days in jail. He wouldn't pay up, so there he is.
A nigger, huh? Call my deputy a nigger, huh? Well, now, he was just doing his duty. That's a $20 fine or 1 day in jail.
I won't pay you a cent. When the mayor hears of this, he'll have your hide.
Well, till then, we have yours.
Hey, you. What's the meaning of this outrageous insult to our bank president?
He broke two of our laws and refused to pay the fine.
Well, I demand you release him right now.
You don't demand nothing from us. Now, you and your yes man, just get out of my office.
I'm not leaving here until you release him. Hey, you can't do this. I'm the mayor.
It's a $5 fine or 1 day in jail for disturbing the peace.
All right, Frank. Pay him and get me out of here. Ridiculous. I'll pay his fine.
Thanks, gentlemen. Come again, won't you?
Hey, how about getting me a doc to look at my feet?
Hey, I nearly forgot all about him. I'll go see if I can find a doc. Oh. Oh.
See the doc? He was headed out to Miss Pruitt's place.
Whereabouts is that?
Go down the end of the road, turn left, and it's the first homestead around the bend.
Sorry to trouble you, Miss Pruitt. Is the doc here?
Yes, he is. Come on in.
Good afternoon, Doc.
What is it?
There's a fellow up at the jail, and he's fixing up.
What's the matter with him?
Well, seems like he got a little foot trouble.
You gonna be all right, Miss Pruitt?
Sure, Doc.
Yeah, Doc, she's in good hands.
I wanna think so.
Old Doc's a worry, ain't he? That's a nice place you have here, Miss Pruitt. I guess I best be going.
Why don't you stay a spell and have some coffee or apple pie? I make the best in town.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
Look, I want to apologize for yesterday. I didn't mean it the way it sounded. What I was really trying to say was, well, I judge a man by his deeds and not by his color.
Well, I guess I did kind of get my spurs all riled up. That's just to satisfy your curiosity.
He's gonna be all right.
So is Miss Pruitt, Doc.
I want to give you some advice, young fella. Miss Pruitt's a very fine young lady. She's the one pillar of courage in this gutless town, and she's like a daughter to me. So I want to tell you something. Just watch it.
Uh-huh. And you don't want a maid dirty by a nigger. Well, now, let me give you some advice, Doc. You just tend to sewing them up. Because pretty soon you're gonna be needed around here, and you can't do much of that without your bag.
Got my bag again.
Some dynamite from the store. Figured I'd blow them out. Town's still asleep.
Why don't you take Big Joe and go on behind the jail? We'll wait for that nigger out here in front. Go on, Joe.
There's only one of them niggers left now. Let's get him.
Which one of you brave souls want to die first, huh?
You?
How about you?
My daddy always told me the bed would be the death of me. I didn't think he meant it this way.
Come on, Amos.
That was a hell of a party, wasn't it?
Margarita.
It was Jed. They came to my house. They took Clara May and they killed my Pancho. Pancho. They gave me this.
Jed, he kidnapped Clara May, and they killed Pancho.
It's your fault that they killed my Pancho. Asesino! Pronto!
You never should have come here! Never! Pancho! Pancho! Pancho!
Take care of
him. Here. It's for you.
It's from Jed. He wants me to meet him.
You can't go, boss. He's sure to kill you.
See that Pancho's mother's taken care of.
They'll kill you for what you did to his men.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Does she mean that much to you? I don't want you to go. I don't want you to be killed.
If I don't go, I'll be just like the other men in this town. Afraid of their own shadow. Thank you.
Think that nigger will be here?
Yeah, he'll show up. He wants a little of that black stuff.
Hey, Jed, Slim's back and he brought something back with him.
Be slow and painful, nigger. Take him and tie him to a post and let the sun work on him for a while. Come on, honey. Be nice to me like you're the Jed, okay?
Is Boss still alive?
Yes, he's tied to a post near the shed.
How many men they got up there watching him?
I could only see one.
Get us the Boss.
It's too bad you're too busy to enjoy it.
I'll be off guard in a few hours.
Well, in a few hours, I'll be with Jed. And you seem to be more man than he is.
Where is that nigger bitch?
You better get in there. Jed's calling for you.
Come in here and keep your eye on this gal. Got a few words to say with the mayor.
window?
No.
Because after a while, it's really going to get hot in here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't hit him sooner, but I got carried away watching you.
Amos, where's your shirt?
I left it in my saddlebags. I figured they wouldn't be able to see me this way. We gotta help Boss.
What happened?
You almost made it, boy. Almost. Now get up. Come on, get up. Go over to the door. You tell your man to bring in Boss.
Who?
The nigger, boy. The nigger. Do like I tell you.
Hey, sonny, bring that big nigger in the shed.
I can't do that without Jed's orders.
Don't argue with me. Do as I say. Jed put me in charge till he gets back. Now move.
I know is a school teacher's house. She kind of sweet on him anyhow. It's the only safe place. Go ahead. Yeah. Take his gun. What's your name, boy?
Perk. Collins.
Did you want it?
Huh? Oh, no. No.
Doesn't matter. Oh.
You know, Mayor, I believe you. I don't think you would make a nigger sheriff of this town. Well, like I told you, Jed, he just rode in here and took over. Said he was looking for you.
Is that right?
That's right. Well, I don't think you gotta worry about him no more.
No, he's sort of tied up right now.
By the way, Mayor, we're gonna be leaving these parts tomorrow. When I get back, I want that store full of supplies. Because if it ain't, we're gonna take a whole lot of pleasure going into every house in this town and taking just what we want. You know what I mean?
My God. Bring him in and put him in my bed.
Clara May, go get the doctor and bring him here.
Oh, What happened to you?
If I know, boss, it ain't half as bad as what's gonna happen to them.
Amos. Amos, go get us some ammo. I'm gonna need it.
Just be still. You aren't going anyplace.
I'll get it for you, boss. Just do like Miss Pruitt tells you till the doc is here.
Amos.
Just be still. Lay down. He must like you a lot, honey, to risk his life for you.
I like him a lot, too.
He's gonna need a lot of rest and a lot of caring.
Well, I guess I'll give him the rest, since she's already to do the caring. Doesn't look like he's going to get that rest, Doc.
You're going to leave town soon, aren't you, boss? I don't want to see you killed.
I ain't leaving this town till I get me Jed Clayton.
When you go, will you take me with you?
No. My kind of life just ain't for you, Claire May.
Always kill for money?
Not always. Sometimes I just can't help it.
I'll go with you no matter what you do.
You'll have to wait. The patient's getting fixed up right now. Want some tea?
Might as well.
Where's the nigger?
He's in the shed with Perk. He told me to take him inside.
Where is he?
Well, I was hit on the head first, and then the other nigger made me go tell Sonny to bring the big nigger inside. And then he hit me again. That's all I remember.
All right. Too late to follow him now. Probably gone too far. We'll get ourselves some sleep and we'll move out tomorrow. Pick ourselves up a wagon in that Mexican town.
Clemmy, where's Amos?
Amos. Amos, mm-hmm. Boss wants to see you.
Amos, get the ammo, the gun.
Yeah, boss.
Good. We'll be starting after them soon.
You won't have to. Doc heard the boys talking in town. Jed's due in town today to get some supplies.
That's good.
Get everything ready, Amos. You know what to do.
Okay, boss.
Clammy. You go to the cantina. Stay off the street.
Cantina now.
Hey, no, boss. Wait, no. Boss, no. No, boss. You can't go now. We got to do just like we planned.
It sure is quiet here. I reckon everybody's scared to come out. All right, load up that wagon.
Hey, Sheriff. Sheriff, you're not gonna shoot an unarmed man, are you?
That's for little Pancho. That's for me.
Go ahead and kill me, nigger.
Mr. Nigger to you.
Go to hell, Mr. Nigger.
To hell is where you're going. This is for Clara May.
Amos, don't let me down in white folks' town, Amos.
You ain't gonna die, boss.
Amos, get me out of here, Amos.
Okay, sure, boss. I'll get Jed's body and put it in the wagon, okay?
I'm coming with you.
Thanks, school teacher. But a black man's got enough problems without having a white woman follow him around.